From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. President Obama is about to begin his Christmas vacation with a bag full of presents from the U.S. Senate. This afternoon, senators approved the New START arms control treaty with Russia. Mr. Obama had called the treaty his highest foreign policy priority for the lame duck session. And earlier today, the president signed a bill repealing the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. He now heads to Hawaii for the holidays, but first he met with reporters and summed up the past few weeks this way.
I think it's fair to say that this has been the most productive post-election period we've had in decades. And it comes on the heels of the most productive 2 years that we've had in generations.
NPR's White House correspondent Scott Horsley joins us now. And Scott, let's start with the New START. The White House needed 66 votes in the Senate to ratify the arms control treaty. They ended up with 71, despite opposition from a couple of top Republicans. What sealed the deal?
Well, this, as you say, Robert, was the president's top foreign policy priority, and the White House really pulled out all the stops to get this done. And it helped. They had support from Richard Lugar, the top-ranked Republican on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and something of a mentor to President Obama from his days in the Senate. They also really had the support of virtually the entire foreign policy establishment, both Republicans and Democrats, as well as top military brass. Their argument was, look, we haven't had inspectors on the ground in Russia's nuclear sites since the old START treaty expired last year. We need to get a new inspection regime in place. And against that, the objections of folks like Senator Mitch McConnell started to look sort of political.
This win streak for the president began when he struck a deal with the Republicans on tax cuts. Did that actually clear the way for some of these other victories?
Well, what it did do is it left time on the calendar. Remember, some Democrats wanted the president to fight the tax battle all the way to the deadline, all the way to December 31st. And that meant there really would not have been even an opportunity for lawmakers to consider other things like the START treaty. So this did at least save time. But that said, I think even the White House is surprised at just how much did get done in this last week, not just the START treaty, but the Don't Ask, Don't Tell repeal and additional aid for 9/11 responders.
Yeah, this morning the president signed the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell in front of a very happy, boisterous crowd. Does this mend fences for the president with the gay community?
Well, it certainly helps. You know, for the last couple of years, the gay community, which was a big supporter of Barack Obama's in the 2008 presidential campaign, has in many ways felt somewhat neglected, that he wasn't doing enough to advance their issues, in particular not doing enough with his executive powers to stop the dismissals of gay and lesbian soldiers and other service members. Even this week, as he was making calls in support of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, it was kind of behind the scenes. But this will certainly help burnish his credentials with that constituency. He did caution at the signing ceremony that Don't Ask, Don't Tell repeal does not take effect right away, but he says that gay and lesbian service members will not have to wait long.
But I've spoken to every one of the service chiefs, and they are all committed to implementing this change swiftly and efficiently. We are not going to be dragging our feet to get this done.
And that includes, Robert, the Commandant of the Marine Corps, James Amos, who had been one of the more outspoken skeptics of the change.
So the president is ending 2010 on a high note. Does that actually tell us much about what's likely to happen in 2011 when the new Congress arrives?
I think a lot of folks might be getting out of the prediction business after the last couple of weeks. Certainly there's some very big challenges ahead of the president going into 2011, and he's going to be dealing with those challenges with a more Republican Congress than he's had to date. One of the big things he wants to talk about is the deficit and the debt, and dealing with those issues is a lot more difficult than dealing with tax cuts. I mean, it's a lot easier for lawmakers to extend tax cuts to everybody than to make some of the tough decisions that the president says are ahead.
I've noticed the president refers, by the way, to this period as the post-election period. He chooses not to use the other phrase, which is used to describe it, which is the period of the lame duck Congress.
Nothing too lame about this Congress as far as Barack Obama is concerned.
Okay, thank you, Scott. It's NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley.